It's time to check another item off our Washington wish list. This being the dairy state, today we'll talk agriculture with dairy farmers Randy and Rosie Geiger of Reidsville. After showing me around some of their 375-acre dairy farm in Manitowoc County, we went inside their century-old farmhouse, sat down with some coffee, and talked about their concerns about the federal farm bill and the anticipation of $32 billion in cuts to agriculture and ag-related programs.
I think it's really important to rural America because as agriculture goes, so goes our rural communities, and a lot of our rural communities are dying. And in a lot of your rural communities, the largest employer is your school district, which is a shame.
With the changes in the farm bill that you mentioned, how do you anticipate being affected directly?
Not too much. It's going to take a little homework and a little getting used to, because this is a dramatic change from what we had before. We had the milk income loss contract payments, and the formula was if it went below a certain price, you got the FSA office figured out and you got sent a statement on what the money was. But this one, you have to figure out where you want to be. Do you want to pay the $6 premium or $8 premium, or just stay at the $4 base, which is free? It'll be a five-year farm bill. You'll have, I think, right now 6 to 8 months to decide how you're going to set up. But in January, as of now, in January of every year, you will be able to adjust it.
That will be helpful?
Oh, very much so, because then I'm in control. Otherwise, you don't... In 4 years from now, how do I know what the weather is going to be, what the prices are going to be? I don't have a clue. And this way I can adjust and hopefully use a little bit of future thinking on what's going to be for 12 months instead of 48 to 72 months.
Rosie, I was wondering if you had the ear of President Obama or the leaders of the next Congress that will be sworn in January, what would you tell them what the Wisconsin dairy farmer needs?
Well, you need this farm bill, number one, to get passed. And I think what a lot of people don't realize that they think that farmers are getting a handout. But in the U.S., we pay the least amount for our food. We have the highest quality, highest tested food. And you have to protect your food supply.
You know, when it comes to how much do we want government involved in our business, some say get out, but those same people don't realize that probably 90-some percent of your loans to agriculture are government guaranteed through a bank. A bank would never loan anyone, any agriculturist, any $2 to $3 to $4 million. And I don't know if many agricultural enterprises would be in business today if they would not have this government guaranteed loan.
Do you think people appreciate just how cheap and abundant food is in America as compared to other countries around the world?
No, they really don't.
This is great coffee, by the way. I'm going to need some cream since I'm in a dairy farm.
From Watertown.
Okay.
In a way, we need government, if, as we've seen this past year with the severe drought. So I still think with due diligence, there's still a place for government and agriculture, because some things we just cannot foresee, and we need well-rounded politicians to realize that.
That's Randy and Rosie Geiger of Reidsville. Next week, we'll talk to two Wisconsin doctors about health care reform. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.